Dale, thanks for joining me tonight.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Hey, you know what? I think most pressing question is, how good was JB? Did he work hard? What kind of player was he? That's the thing I want to know tonight.
He was awful.
JB was top shelf. He was big time Beckett. You could only wish he could be like your dad.
JB sending Venmo right now. Venmo payment.
Beckett is texting me right now. He's lying.
He's like, please don't talk to my coach. So, of course, Dale, you know, I've got JB in the room. We're going to talk more about the Soccer Dad Pod. But, of course, the job here is to talk about, you know, really the week. And I've only been in, you know, you get around the guys more, you working at the facility. I've only been in this once today, and practice had to go early, and we had to end early because St. Louis couldn't decide if it was going to storm or not. So really didn't get a chance to hear from Coach since his post game. Wanted to get your thoughts on the kind of the pulse of the team right now with two losses coming off of Philly and then, of course, home at against Austin.
Well, I would say that from, you know, just looking at the competitiveness of training today, I think there's another level of focus and energy that was there today. And I think part of that comes from guys getting really their first run out the other day. You know, so they're feeling like that they performed well at the end of the game to maybe give themselves a shot for the for this weekend. And so there was another level of competitiveness today. So, you know, sometimes in an environment where you're training every day or, you know, four days out of a 5-day week, and, you know, it can get stale, not that it is at this early stage of the year, but you start getting into routines and the same guys run the same teams, and maybe it doesn't get as competitive as what it needs to be to help raise the level. So when you see new guys come in and they inject a different level of energy into a game and they have some successes, which I thought Salio and Tomas contributed specifically, then when they get into the training environment, it bleeds over. So I thought it was pretty good today, to be honest.
Hey Dale, JB, just I want to get your take on earlier Jen and I were talking about the upcoming game this weekend and KC in particular and the environment that they're dealing with right now with the exit of Coach Vermees. You know, the chaos that's within the team, they're completely underperforming. Going into a weekend game like that, because you've been in those environments, specifically with rivals, every rivalry game is important. But when the other team has their own billboard, you know, news to feed off of, that makes it a little bit more dangerous. How are you viewing the game in regards to the mindset of the KC players with what they're dealing with?
Well, I think the first thing, take the emotion of the rivalry, take all that out of it for now, because that's sitting out there. But the most immediate impact on the players is the fact that their coach isn't there, and now they're trying to impress a different person. So that's the number one thing in my mind is guys are now trying to win a job with another coach in charge, somebody that's looking at things through a different lens. So that's where you usually get that coach's bump that that people talk about and expect when there's been a coaching change. Then you start adding the emotion of what goes on in social media and the outcry for a change, and then the change occurs. I know it's not because of the outcry, but certainly it appears that way when it was the day after they wrote the open letter. You know, so there's some emotion there as well. There's just an added energy. But I think the biggest thing is the guys are fighting for their jobs and they're wanting to be in the first 11. And there's a new sheriff in town. And, they want to see they want to have Kerry Zavagnin look favorably at them. They're trying to win a spot.
Yeah, if you think about it, same for the St. Louis City side for different reasons. Now, of course, I know the complexion of the game after the rain delay, being down and that kind of thing change? You and I were talking about it during the delay, Dale, about how that it's going to change everything in terms of stats and what that's going to look like with, of course, City just pressing into Austin's end. But it makes me wonder if Coach Olaf Melberg, I'm not saying he's going to change from being defensive minded and putting probably defense first, but with when Salio got in the game and Tomas Ostrak, you know, two players that are definitely more offensive minded than they are defensive, and watching some of the creativity, granted they had nothing to lose at that point, it makes me wonder. I think he said something in the postgame comments about potentially, yeah, maybe looking at something that dials up the attack a bit, and I just don't know if that means formation or players or both.
Yeah, you know, I think what we saw were a couple of players that at the right time were given the opportunity because they're risk takers. Maybe we've had a little bit of a conservative approach. I'm not sure how Olaf views all the players, but certainly, you know, when you think of, let's just take Salio. When you think about Salio, you think about a guy who is sort of freewheeling, attack-minded, risk-taking. The game called for it at that moment for sure. And, I think we saw, how a little bit of a change in the way that some guys play and a little bit of an addition of a risk taker, how that positively affects the attacking side of the game. Now, and we talked about it, you know, at that point in the game, it's about, we're in panic mode. Hey, how are we going to find a goal? It's a tough, you can't carry that out for 90 minutes. So Salio would have to have some defensive responsibilities, and guys that have that attacking mindset still have to defend, still have to track, still have to do some things that are required from the system. Having another attacking mindset would certainly help maybe create some more chances and give us some different moments up front.
Dale, the injury to Berkey scared a lot of people so early in the season, and you know, just given what he means to the team, frankly to the league, but for our back line in particular, and in steps out of last year's trade, Kessler in the center position, and Lunt behind him, who has been brilliant as well, you know, really very low goals against. But I'm wondering what your take is on Kessler in particular, having to fill Parker's shoes, and then you compound on top of that the injury to Berkey and kind of the public's expectation from the team. Can you speak to how good of a job Kessler has done up to this point, especially considering our lack of production in that front third?
Well, I would say, he was good for us last year as well. I don't think he stood out as much, but I would say that's as a result of the deeper line that we're playing with. When we played with a high line and the front players were confronting the ball higher up the field, and the back four was pushed up higher, Henry and some of the defenders were left in isolated positions, so they got caught every now and again in these 1v1 duels with big open space, and very difficult to deal with some of the, you know, the attacking players. Imagine trying to chase down Danny Bwanga, from the midfield line. I mean, it's hard. Mm-hmm. Now the back line's deeper. We're more compact. We have more support, more cover for each other. Playing with three center backs, two outside backs, and if we find ourselves so deep, now it becomes about box defending. There's not as much space behind you to deal with. It's really only about destroying the opposition attack, defensive clearances, you know, winning 1v1 duels, winning balls in the air, a little bit of combination defending. That's right up his alley. I mean, those sort of destroy the attack moments, small group defending situations where he can read the moment, position himself well, not have to worry about running people down, is exactly what his game is built on. And I think that's why he's looked so good. And to his credit, he's filled the need and has done an outstanding job, you know, so far this year as a center back in the three center back system.
Well, Dale, I know I will personally. I know Joey will too. Joey Zanaboni will miss you at the barbecue, I guess is what it's permanently called now. We'll miss you as you'll be on academy duties. I'm hoping you'll be catching the game, of course, and we'll catch you on the next City Spotlight.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. That was Dale Schilly. He's the St. Louis City Academy director, our game analyst normally on Y98. I'll be filling in for him this coming weekend as City take on Sporting KC on Saturday. Hang with us on the City Spotlight. We will hear a preview of this game's player profile with new City midfielder Conrad Vollum. He's next on KMOX.